हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिनम नमामहे कविं कवीनां पमश्रवस्तम ज्ञायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् This universe is an object of knowledge. From the standpoint of one's own self, this universe is an object of knowledge. And the universe is the known. The universe comes under the category of the known. So anything which comes under the category of the known is an object of knowledge. The universe is known to us. If this universe is known to us, known means there must be the knower. The known presupposes the knower. How can there be the known without the knower? The universe is known, the universe shines, the universe is known, which means there must be the knower and there is a knower. And who is the knower here? We can say, everyone can say, I am the knower. So I am the knower. The universe is the known. And anything known is an object of knowledge. And I, the knower, am distinct, different from the known. I, the knower, am the subject of knowledge, distinct from the known object of knowledge. That is how in Vedanta Shastram the subject-object analysis begins. The method of distinguishing the self from the non-self. So that is where we understand not only things external to the body are objects of knowledge. Even the physical body, being the known, is object of knowledge. Physical body is known to us. Our own sense powers, which are subtle, not tangible, gross like this physical body, which are sense powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, they are also known to us. Because we know these sense powers do not function when you are fast asleep. Which means there's a time they're functional, there's a time they're non-functional. They are known to you. When they're functional, the whole world shines for you. When they're non-functional, the world disappears for you. The perception doesn't take place. In sleep, they're non-functional. Therefore, it is very clear, even the sense powers, which are subtle, which are distinct from the gross body, which are located in the physical parts called Golakani, even the sense powers are also objects of knowledge. So our the powers of organs of actions, which are subtle, they are also objects of knowledge. Physiological functions, each function, each function is also an object of knowledge. You don't see the functions happening, but you understand the functions being manifest. Your functions are also objects of knowledge. Then you come to the antahkaranam. You understand how every cognition is known to you. Every piece of knowledge is known to you. Knowledge is known to you. So, varieties of thoughts, all those thoughts form the antahkaranam, the mind as one. Even this mind also is of three states, and three states of mind, and each state of mind is a state of experience. And each and every state of mind, all three states of mind are known to you. When there is waking, there is no deep sleep state. When there is deep sleep state, there is no waking. When they both are not, there is a dream state. So each state of mind is known. How do you know? That is why you are able to differentiate deep sleep state from the waking state. You are able to differentiate the dream from the other two states. You are able to differentiate each state of mind from every other state of mind. It's because they are all known to you. Even antahkaranam is known to you. Even the knowledge of existence of yourself obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am also is known to you. Every thought modification is known to you. Emotions are known to you. Therefore you negate anything known comes under the category of an object. Therefore your own antahkaranam, including the knowledge of the existence of the self in obtaining of thought in terms of I am, is also object of your knowledge. Because this aham asmi vritti, this thought, if it is not there, it is deep sleep state, also known to you. Therefore you are the knower. This is very clear. So I am the knower. The entire world is known to me, means the world includes, you know, anything known is the world. Lokyate iti lokaha. What is the world? Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is known, seen, is the loka. That is why anything known is the world. Means the world, objective universe, is inclusive of your own body, mansions, complex also. Now you have distinguished the knower. So I, the knower, am. That you do have no doubt. Do you need to know whether you are here or not? Do you know that you are the knower? We don't need a pramanam for that. You already know. It is self-evident fact. What is that? I am the knower. I, the knower, am. I, the knower, am. Is already evident to you. Don't need any pramanam. Don't need any means of knowledge to know whether I am, whether I am the knower. Already you know, I, the knower, am. You only know you are, that I, the knower, am, and there is the known world. I am here, the knower, and there is the known world. The known world includes what? Inclusive of my own body, mansions, complex also. How others' bodies are known, even my own body is known. Even imperceptible subtle sense powers are known. Antahkaranam is known. The states of mind are, states of mind also known. Your I, the knower, am. So the world is. I am, the world is. I am, the world is. I, the knower, am, the known world is. Before we begin to study the Vedanta, we do not know that we do not know what this knower is. What am I? We do not know. And we do not know that we do not know. So we, all these verses, this I, the knower, I only know I, the knower, am. Only now I am able to distinguish this knower from the known. I, the knower, am distinct from the known entire objective universe, inclusive of my own body, mind, sense complex also. And who is this knower? What this knower is? You understand, there is no knower other than the reality. Reality of this whole universe, the truth of the whole universe, Shastra says, Jnanam, Chaitanyam. In other words, knowledge, reality is pure knowledge. Reality is in the form of knowledge. Reality is in the form of consciousness. Reality is in the form of awareness. We understand, but we do not understand exactly what is meant by the word awareness, what is meant by the word consciousness, what is meant by the word knowledge. We have our own limited understanding of the word knowledge also. And it is this consciousness, the knowledge, also meaning of the word existence. Existence, we take this noun existence, what is the, every word should denote its corresponding object. A word is meant to denote its corresponding substance. A substantive should denote its corresponding substance. Chair, plastic, specks, fruit, water, space, even time, even though it is, time is an intangible factor, still the word immediately denotes the corresponding object. The words denoting gross objects, immediately the object occurs in mind. Book, chair, table, wall, post, door, any word I say, a word immediately, a substantive, denotes its corresponding substance, corresponding object. Time, a word denotes its corresponding object, even though it is, you don't see any form for the time, still you understand something. When I say existence is a word. What is that substance denoted by the substantive existence? Consciousness, what is the substance denoted by the word consciousness? And those two words, the substance denoted by the words consciousness and existence, is one and the same substance. And which is not an object, which is not available for objectification, which is not available for, which is not an object. So the substance denoted by the substantives, consciousness or our existence, being one and the same, is not an object, is not available for objectification, is not subject also. Consciousness is not the subject also, nor is it an object. Consciousness and existence, two different words, but denote the same substance. The substance of the substantive consciousness or the existence is not an object, therefore not available for objectification, therefore not available for perception, therefore not available for description, therefore not available for conception. But what is it? It is the truth, the reality, swarupam of the subject as well as the object. The only substance, only truth of the subject as well as the object, without the presence of which there cannot be subject of knowledge, there cannot be object of knowledge also. Without the presence of which subject-object division itself is not possible. For the subject to enjoy the status of being the subject, for the object to have to be there as the object, there must be the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness. So consciousness is the truth of subject and the object. Without which there cannot be subject, there cannot be object also. There cannot be subject-object division also. And within the realm of this object universe also, the plurality we talk about, the object means you can reduce the entire world of plurality one to one word as object, objective universe. The object itself cannot be there means the plurality, multiplicity, divisions, differences, all will disappear without that one substance. So what is that obtaining as this truth, the swarupam of the subject and the object? Subject also can be resolved in the truth. Object also can be resolved in the truth, resolvable in the truth. Because the truth of both happens to be one and the same. Both are resolvable in that truth. Then only you can say the whole, all that is here, obtain one subject and the object, nothing but one and the only truth. What is the truth? And it is consciousness. When you say, Shastram says, conscious, this reality, the truth of subject and the object, thereby reality of the whole, without which the whole cannot exist at all, that reality is available for recognition as the reality. If you want to know what is the substance denoted by this expression consciousness, what is the substance denoted by this expression existence, it's available for recognition only in one's own mind. As the truth of the mind, that too as the truth of the I, the knower. Even though the only truth of the whole, but availability, where is it available for recognition? This is the secret revealed in the Upanishad. Where can I understand the meaning, this substance of the substantive consciousness? Where is it available for recognition? What is that vastu denoted by this sound, this word consciousness? We use the term very, quite often we use, is available for recognition only as the swarupam of the knower subject I. So I am the knower, I the knower am, with reference to this universe, I am the knower. I only know, I the knower am, I know. But I do not know what am I, the knower. What am I? I do not know who this knower am I. So for which Shastram helps us analyze our three states of experience, and how each state of experience is a state of mind, and a state of mind undergoes a change. The state of experience changes. That is how another state of experience is possible. And there is an experiencer in each state of experience. That is how the experience itself is possible. The experience, each state of experience, which in each state of mind presupposes the experiencer. There is an experiencer in each state of experience, without which experience is not possible. Experience is remembered, experience is recollected, experience is talked about, means there is an experiencer. And that experiencer, even though we use the term experiencer has no form. Experiencer has no form. The experiencer is the knower. That which obtains as the experiencer, what is that which enjoys the status of being the experiencer? What is it which enjoys the status of being the knower? Obtaining in each state of experience. Experience is only a status with reference from the standpoint of the experience we have. Now it is waking state. Before there is an experiencer now, I am the experiencer of the waking state. So there is an experiencer in dream also, because of which the dream is, we're able to recollect the dream. There is an experiencer in the deep sleep state also, and this experiencer has no form. This knower, the experiencer who is the knower, has no form. What is that experiencer? Who is that experiencer? What is that which enjoys the status of being the experiencer with reference to the different states of mind, states of experience? If we understand, we have the only way we can arrive at the, recognize the truth of the subject and the object. The reality of subject and the object, the surupma of object and the object, both are available for recognition only as the surupma of the subject. So that experiencer is consciousness. That because of the presence of which experience is possible, because of the presence of which the deep, in the deep sleep state, no thought being there is known. Even the knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am being not there is known. The blankness of mind is known. There is the knower. And you are the knower. And you are able to recollect on waking up from sleep that you did not know anything. Which means that knower is consciousness. This is the only way, no shortcut method, no other method, no way of arriving at the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness. You understand what consciousness is, how? As the swarupam of the knower. This is swarupam of the knower, experiencer. What I mean is, there is no knower or experiencer there other than consciousness. From the standpoint of the known states of mind, the standpoint of the states of experience, we understand there is an experiencer. And the experiencer is consciousness. That knower is consciousness. When I say knower is consciousness, I the knower am consciousness. I the experiencer am consciousness. You are resolving simultaneously I in consciousness. You are resolving simultaneously the experiencer status in consciousness. You can otherwise use another expression, the knowledge. When I say you are resolving I in consciousness, the knower status in consciousness, it is purely cognitive. So cognitively you are resolving. I just wanted to see right now, I used to give this example in the class. There is an illumination in this room because of the presence of which all the opaque things shine. And the illumination presupposes the illuminator. And here, illuminator is, because of the presence of which illumination is possible. Illumination is there because of which all the opaque things shine. So illumination is, illumination presupposes the illuminator. And the illuminator is formless. Illuminator is formless. What is the illuminator here? If you search, illuminator is only an expression which is status attributed to the light. So swarupam of the illuminator is the light. The truth of the illuminator is light. There's no illuminator really speaking. There's no illuminator here. There's just the light. There's only the light. Illuminator is only a qualification, status attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumination, because of the presence of which all the opaque things shine. When you understand there is no illuminator here other than the light, then why were you talking about illuminator? That is how gross minds have to arrive at why light. Here the light is a gross example because it's objective knowledge for us. And we are talking about the absolute substance, subject. Subtlest thing. Example is okay, but here you are, when I say illuminator is light, there is no illuminator other than the light. There is no illuminator is a subtle thing. Illuminator has no form. Illuminator is only a qualification attributed to the light. When you say illuminator is light, you are cognitively, intellectually resolving the illuminator status in the light. And by searching for the illuminator, who the illuminator is, you see, you are resolved cognitively the illuminator in substance called light, and which has no form. Light is not, you can't draw how the light looks. Understand? In the same way, we all use I, the knower, am. With reference to the universe, I, the knower, am. And I, if you say, who am I? The knower. What am I, the knower? This knower has no form. The experiencer has no form. When the world does not shine in deep sleep state, when I am not knowing my own existence of myself, not knowing the existence of the world, I am, when the world doesn't shine, there is the knower. This experiencer, because of the presence of which, presence of whom, the experience is possible. And that experiencer, that knower is formless. That knower, there is no knower other than the reality, the most abstract, subtlest reality is, because of the presence of which the experience is possible. Deep sleep state experience is possible. There's an experience when nothing shines for you. And say Natti shines for you means no objective universe shines for you. The world doesn't shine for you. The world doesn't shine. The world, when the world doesn't shine, it is as good as non-existent. The world is. The world doesn't disappear. The world is. But the world doesn't shine. World is, the world doesn't shine. The world doesn't shine, the world is as good as non-existent. That is called deep sleep state. And the world doesn't shine, the world is as good as non-existent, the world being not there is known. That experience is possible, there is an experiencer. And who is that experiencer? The experience presupposes the experiencer. There is no experiencer other than the reality. The experiencer is reality. How cognitively you are resolving this illuminator in light. Similarly, you are resolving the experiencer knower in the reality. That is how the reality is. You say experiencer, the knower is the reality, means you are cognitively resolving the knower experiencer status in reality. Vastu. I prefer the word vastu. There's no knower. There's no experience other than the reality. You can very well say there's no illuminator other than the light. There's no experience other than the reality. There's no knower other than the reality. Which means, it's called understanding. Swarupam of the illuminator is the light. Truth of the illuminator is light. Similarly, the truth, the swarupam, the reality of the illuminator, the subject of knowledge, the knower is the reality. Now the question is, you arrived at the reality, in what form does it obtain? In what form does that reality obtain? You arrived at it. In what form does reality obtain? So you give some name. It is not an object. Not available. Now you understand why, how it is not available for objectification. Not available for perception. It cannot be described. It is not conceivable. What does it obtain? That obtains in the form of pure knowledge. That is how consciousness is. So because of the presence of which experience is possible. So who is that who knows the world not shining? The reality. Why does it know? Can you ask, why does the light illumine? It's nature. So here also we say, that's this word Swamiji says, You see, Swamiji is very so clear. You arrive at the reality, you stumble upon the reality. When you search for the knower, you arrive at it in terms of its nature of knowing. Understand? Therefore, the reality is in the form of knowledge. They say knowledge is not manifestation, it is not anything else, it's just knowledge. That's why we add the adjective what? Pure. Pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge means no jagat. No jagat. When the world does not shine, when nothing shines, what is that because of the presence of which the world, okay, being not there is known? You are, okay? You are conscious. You resolve the I in consciousness. You resolve the knower status in consciousness. When the world doesn't shine, when the knower known divisions are not there, differences are not there, plurality is not there, multiplicity is not there, when nothing is there, we don't say nothing is there, you alone are. Not knowing you are. That you, okay, that I, where can it resolve? Do you see that now what I'm saying? So reality, now you understand the substance of the substantive consciousness. You understand, and that consciousness is the substance of the substantive existence also. I'm preparing you for the next lesson. So all preparation for the next lesson. Is it clear now? You cannot see through your physical eyes. That because of which seeing is possible, hearing is possible, smelling is possible, tasting is possible, experience of the world obtaining in the form of fivefold objects is possible, is distinct. Understand? And the world doesn't shine, nothing shines. That because of the presence of which the world being not there is known. That knower is consciousness. And you resolve the knower. The knower status, or who is the knower? There is no knower. This knower is an experiencer, and knower a status. Is a status attributed to the consciousness from the standpoint of the known. What is that known? Nothingness is the known. Okay? Nothingness is the known. From the standpoint of the nothingness, which is object of knowledge. See, look at this, where Buddha stands. Where Vedanta stands. Nothingness is object of knowledge. The world being not there is known. That knower of the nothing, knower of the nothingness, knower of the world being not there. And the world is not there, we say what? World is unmanifest. I'm coming to the point, next point. The world is unmanifest. World doesn't shine, please understand. Whenever the world does not shine, then the world is as good as non-existent. The world is not non-existent. When the world does not shine, when the world is as good as non-existent, the world is not non-existent. when what is the expression we use? World is unmanifest. When the world shines, then the world enjoys existence, then the world is manifest. World being manifest means world shining. The world being available for experience and enjoyment, perception, transaction, interaction, it's called what? World being manifest. When the world is not available for perception, enjoyment, experience, transaction, interaction, and the world doesn't shine, the world is unmanifest. Being unmanifest is should not be mistaken for non-existence. Not being manifest should not be mistaken for non-existence. Is it clear now? When the world shines, when the world doesn't shine. When the world shines, world is manifest. When the world doesn't shine, the world is unmanifest. Where the world is unmanifest or manifest, unmanifest world also shines. The world being unmanifest shines. The manifest world also shines. Understand now? Which means, when the world is unmanifest, we use the expression nothingness. The world doesn't shine, we use the expression what? Nothingness. And that nothingness, the unmanifest universe, the non-shining world, understand now, unmanifest world is nothingness, is object of knowledge. And from the standpoint of the nothingness, the knower, experiencer, is a qualification, status attributed to the reality. From the standpoint of the opaque things, illuminator status is attributed to the light. There is no illuminator other than the light. There is no knower, experiencer other than the reality. And why does it know? If you ask, knowing is the nature. Therefore, the term. What is the term which can be used to imply the reality? So, knowing is the nature. Like it just as illumining is not an action on the part of the light. Illumining is the swarupam, the nature of the light. So when knowing is the knowing, being conscious, being aware, is the very nature of the reality. Therefore, reality is not indicated, not denoted. Reality is revealed. Reality is implied by the term consciousness or awareness, knowledge in terms of its nature. Of knowing. Is it clear now? First, this must become very clear. Therefore, who is the knower? You have cognitively resolved the knower in the substance of the substantive consciousness. You have arrived at the consciousness which is not an object denoted by a word. It is the reality implied by the word consciousness in terms of its nature of being conscious. It is implied by the term knowledge in terms of its nature of knowing. And what is the form of that reality? What is the form of the reality? What is the form of consciousness? Formless. No form. So, reality is not an object of knowledge, not even the subject. So, reality, the consciousness, now you use the word consciousness. is not the subject also, not the knower. So consciousness is not the knower, not the subject, not the object. Is it clear now? It's not the not the knower, not the known, not the subject, not the object. But the knower is consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower, but the knower is consciousness. Is it clear or not? This must be very clear. Consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower other than consciousness. Light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is, there is no illuminator other than the light. Why do I say consciousness is not the knower? You can say consciousness is the knower only if consciousness makes efforts to know. Is it clear now? There is no will involved. Light does not, there is no will involved on the part of the light. I should illumine. Light doesn't make any effort to illumine. So illumining is not an action on the part of the light. Light is, by its mere presence, illumining is the nature. If it is an action, then you can say what? Light is the illuminator. Bakasuraha is a gulper. Asura, or Rakshasa, devourer, is an action. Listen now. If action means what? If it is an action, you can say, like if illumining is an action, you can say light is the illuminator. But illumining is not an action, it's very nature. Therefore, you cannot say light is the illuminator. So light is not the illuminator. But who is the illuminator? Illuminator is only a status, qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined objects, the shining objects. Similarly, consciousness is not the knower. Consciousness does not make any effort to know. Consciousness is, the reality is, everything shines. Therefore, consciousness is not the knower. Light is, opaque things shine. Consciousness is, the world being unmanifest shines. The world being manifest also shines. Is it clear now? Therefore, a knower is a qualification, status attributed to the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness as knowledge. Now you have cognitively resolved the knower qualification status in the reality, obtaining them of consciousness. What knower is knowledge, illuminator is light, knower is knowledge. Knower is the reality, obtaining in the form of knowledge. When you say knower is knowledge, illuminator is light, light is this truth, swarupam of the illuminator. Similarly, when you say knower is consciousness, consciousness is the swarupam, truth of the knower. The knower is consciousness, definitely. no worries consciousness. Be sure definitely now here, there is no knower other than the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. The knower is knowledge. The knower is consciousness. What is denoted by that word, consciousness, is what we say, the reality. There is no reality other than consciousness. It's the only way you can arrive at it. No way. You can never understand what is the substance of the substantive consciousness other than this. Other way. Is it clear now? Subject is subject, knower, experiencer, etc., etc., or only status, qualification attributed to the reality consciousness. And how have you arrived at it? If knower is consciousness, I am the knower, where can you place the I? Where can you place the I? You cannot place the I on the body, because body is an object of knowledge. Body is known. Sense organs are known. Mind is known. Known. Therefore, you have to shift the I from every known known. You have to bring the I only to what? The knower. You have to, again, it's also cognitively or shifting the I. Some used to say, you have to lift the I. He doesn't want to come. Okay, you have to drag, pull, lift the I sense from the body, mind sense complex. It's hanging, oh my God, where can it be placed? Where can his I be placed? I has to be placed only in the knower. And the knower itself is a qualification. Knower is resolved in the consciousness, means I will be resolved in consciousness. What is the truth of I? What is, now tell me, what is the substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun I? Consciousness. Is it clear now? Every word should denote its corresponding vastu. Now, substance of the substantive I is consciousness or knowledge. And we add this adjective, pure, no form, no name, no function, minus form, name and function. If you want to have the understand what the meaning, what is the meaning of the word knowledge, you say what? No, pure knowledge. Is it clear now? Why pure? There's no impure knowledge. So adjective is used always to distinguish one thing from the other. There must be impure knowledge to distinguish it from, isn't it? But the pure is used just to say, understand what I'm saying, which is no world. With the world, when the world shines, where does the world shine? When the world doesn't shine also, we call it what? Not non-existent world, unmanifest world. Unmanifest world being unmanifest is known. Therefore, unmanifest world also shines. Is it clear now? Unmanifest world shines. Where does the unmanifest world shine? In the same reality, same knowledge. That is why there is no light. In deep sleep state, no sun, no moon, no fire, no light. till the world being unmanifest is known. Unmanifest world shines. That is why consciousness is the absolute light. When no light is there, no light being there is known. Paranjyotihi. Paranjyoti. Because that's what people say. I meditate, I see some light flicker.